16. The Royal Park. This beautiful green space, formerly called the Royal Park, is known today as the Brussels Park. It was the first public garden in the city. Its wide aisles, symmetrical alignments, and surprising perspectives give it great elegance. Designed according to classical architecture principles, it has a rectangular shape whose corners have been truncated. It's the architect, Barnaby Guimard, assisted by landscape architect Joachim Zinner, who drew up the plans. Its transit areas are made up of three main axes crossed by two large transverse alleys. Originally, the Dukes of Brabant Palace Gardens were located here. They were redesigned at the same time as the Royal Square and became the central point around which the whole district was reorganized. This is how large-scale work began between 1776 and 1783. Trees were felled, the land was leveled, and new streets were drawn. Unfortunately, all this area's beauty was sacked by the French revolutionaries, who in 1793 destroyed the statues and busts of the Roman emperors which then adorned the park. Soon after, the city got down to work to repair the damage. But the story does not end there. During the Belgian Revolution for Independence, the area served as a refuge for the Dutch army in 1830 and was again devastated. Victim of the damage of time, the park was the subject of a major restoration campaign which ended in 2001. Equipped with your audio guide, you will be able to discover different elements that make it up. A bandstand, two fountains, refreshment stands, and a theater known as the Park Theater. It also has its history. It was built in 1782 and has hosted different types of plays and operettas. During World War I, the building was requisitioned as a recreation area for German troops. Today, it continues to delight audiences with a selection of classic works and contemporary creations.